Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
And welcome into the Fan Morning Show pre-show for this wonderful Tuesday. Colin Dunlap alongside Chris Mack, producer Matt. He's here. Colony, he's here as well. It's Tuesday. Good morning to you, Chris. How was everything?
Good morning. Would help if I didn't pull a Ron Cook if I actually turned the mic on. Good morning.
Yeah.
Woo! Off to a hot start. How was your long weekend?
It was good. It was good. Had yesterday off. Just actually, I didn't even really leave the house yesterday till about 5 o'clock, which was exactly what I was looking for.
There you go.
Our kids had school yesterday because they had a makeup day from being off from the snow. So there's that.
Better go to school on President's Day than to have to go to school the day after Easter or something.
You're right about that. I think they have like one of the, I think their spring break got cut by a day, but nobody will go. All right, lots of things on the docket for the pre-show. Tons of things. All right, so the first of which is we got to get down to local news. A story from local news this morning, and it's not from local news, it's about the local news.
Okay.
I got to find it here. So I wake up, the very first tweet, I hit reload on the tweets.
Right.
And I guess, do I follow her? She follows me. I don't know if I follow Catherine Amenta or if it was retweeted, someone retweeted her and I saw it. But anyway, so she tweets a story very early this morning about the Keystone Oaks schools being closed because of a threat, which is terrible. And the Mount Lebanon police are investigating, so good for them. And the threats at schools are just ridiculous. So she tweets that Jennifer Tomaszczuk tweeted that. She retweeted Jennifer Tomaszczuk.
Okay. Okay.
And it's right at 3 o'clock she tweets that. And she adds the editorialization, Catherine Amenta of Channel 11 does.
Mm-hmm.
This is why Jennifer Tomaszczuk comes into work earlier than any other reporter in Pittsburgh. Exclamation point. She's on the news before everyone else. Two exclamation points. Live coverage at 4:30 a.m. Hashtag WPXI. Hashtag breaking. She tweets. And I follow that up with, I love local news. I do. Especially the drama of morning local news. New claim, exclamation point, with two exclamation points. We get to work earlier than you, in all caps. Is there a way to prove this reporter really gets to work first? I love local news. I tweeted that back at Catherine Amenta. Because I'm serious about that. Like, is there a way to prove it? There's a way to prove it at her building, but not all across town. But the infighting of the local news stations is the drama to me.
Here, at some point in the end game here, now that we've moved on to we get to work earlier than you, because it used to be we get on the air earlier than you.
Yes, yes.
Right? So now it's we get to work earlier than you. The new end game is going to be
we never leave.
We go straight from the 11 o'clock news into, okay, yeah, Kimmel's on and Jimmy Fallon and those, and then at 12:30 or 1:30 or whenever the late night shows are over, bam, right back into the local news.
We got Andy Gasmyer and Dee Thompson sleeping in the parking lot. They never even left. They're still here. Damn it, they're still here. They're never going to leave.
That's the next step. You realize that, right? Is it 1:30 in the morning, 1:35 in the morning, the local news is going to start again.
They're going to film Holden sleeping underneath the Clemente Bridge somewhere. Look, he's on the scene. That's why we're the best. You believe us. It was just the most bizarre thing. That it was like, this is why we get the news, because Jennifer Tomaszczuk has, what's that condition where you can't sleep? Insomnia.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why she gets to work first. Or she has a new baby, which she does. Maybe she just can't sleep. Maybe she's like, man, I can't be at home. I got to get to work. Or, you know what? Maybe, just maybe, Megan Schiller at Channel 2 is like, hey, we don't go on here until like 5. The hell I need to be at work at 3 o'clock for? I'll get the same story and show up at 4:15. Oh, I love the infighting of local news. And then there's, you know, who's the big baller on Channel 4? Like Kelly Fry or somebody?
Yeah.
You know, I don't know who their reporters are. Like, maybe, or Catherine Sykes or whatever her name is.
I'm trying
maybe
to think.
She just rolls in.
It's weird. Like, okay, local news habits.
Joe Arena?
Like, more often than not, when we come in the morning, it's like Channel 11 and Channel 2, right?
Mm-hmm.
I find myself, for some reason, on the weekends watching Channel 4. I don't know why.
Ashley Doherty.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, so there you go. But no, maybe, like, you know, the Channel 4 people look at this and they're like, I mean, you know, what are these guys squawking at each other? But I don't, it was just bizarre. We get to work before you! Oh, my gosh. So that happened.
Post-Gazette guy's been driving around in their truck since 12:30 at night.
Yeah, John Block has the Pinkertons out after him. Is that guy nuts? So anyhow, that guy's out of his mind. That's the secondary story today. The number one story of the pre-show is this. The San Jose Sharks play here on Thursday night.
Yes,
Thursday evening. And the Sharks are always, they bring the circus to town. You may remember the Sharks playing Stanley Cup Finals here.
Mm-hmm.
You may remember the just after that, the hockey season opens, right?
Mm-hmm.
My friend, the esteemed Billy White,
right.
Martial arts extraordinaire, bodyguard to the stars, is walking around the North Shore and sees a couple of Sharks with their shirts off,
yep.
Takes that picture, it goes viral.
Bobblehead time.
Yeah, it was, and then they made a bobblehead out of that and tried to screw Billy White out of giving him the bobblehead. They just stole his likeness. They ended up making it right, the Sharks did. There's always something going on when the Sharks come to town.
There's always
right?
a little level of
yeah.
something there.
And it's cool. They're like a cool, they're that cool team from out west, kind of. That's like a,
yeah.
a novelty kind of thing, but they always got stuff going around. Well, this Thursday night, the Sharks come to town. And a national celebrity, a national radio
this
host,
is big.
Their favorite hockey team is the San Jose Sharks.
Yes.
And it's Amy Lawrence. So I'm listening to her show, and she says, I don't know how many more times I'm going to get to see Joe Thornton come east.
Yeah.
So I decided that I'm going to drive to Pittsburgh on Thursday night to see the San Jose Sharks. Now I'm thinking, well, I guess she's taking off Friday.
Right. No.
Then she follows it up with, I'll be doing my show. I've made arrangements. I've never done a show from there before. From 93.7 The Fan.
There it is.
Pittsburgh 97.3 The Fan.
Damn right. Thursday into Friday, she'll be doing a show right here. Now, you know our affinity for Amy Lawrence.
Love her.
She's our favorite national host.
Love her.
Looks like Cameron Diaz, self-proclaimed. Now, I don't know if because she's run half marathons, she'll just run here from PPG Paints Arena. I don't know if she'll bring a bunch of refugees, because she always helps them out. I don't know. There's that.
Flying the Jolly Rancher.
There it is.
She'll be flying a Jolly Rancher. Nonetheless, she's going to be here in the flesh Thursday into Friday, right next to Jim Colony doing her show.
Yes. This is...
I can't wait.
This is big. I mean, I don't...
I'm into
What's Jim? Jim's really excited.
Yes. Yes.
I mean, because his desk, his workspace is right next to. So just behind the curtain a little bit, right? She won't be in the same studio we're in right now. She'll be in a side studio, sort of.
Uh-huh.
So they can punch her up on a board in New York, right? From the headquarters.
Right.
That studio, the door to that studio is immediately behind Jim's desk, which means every time Amy Lawrence comes in or out of the studio, you know, maybe she's got to go use the restroom, maybe she's going to drink a water, whatever it may be. Jim's going to be
bear
right
plunge,
there.
Perhaps.
Maybe yeah. go for a quick swim,
uh-huh.
quick dip in the Mon.
Yes.
Jim is going to be.
Annapolis, Maryland, I believe it was.
Yes. Jim is going to be right there.
Trooper Tommy,
face to face with one of, you know, one of his favorite radio personalities.
National
yes.
radio personality, if you will.
Yes.
Can you play the Jolly Rancher once again, please?
Flying the Jolly Rancher.
Damn right, Greg Brown.
Watermelon's my favorite.
I just can't wait for this. Now, what, producer?
I'm nervous, I'll be honest.
Why, is she going to beat you up?
No, she's just a national radio host in our studios.
Who's run half marathon?
Yeah, I hear her every morning.
I know. Everybody does, coast to coast.
Yeah.
It's national. It's not local. It's national.
Canada as well.
She knows, I mean.
International, technically.
She is like. She knows, like, JJ. And knows, like, she's big. Shake it up. She knows Pharrell. She talks in the same microphone. So anyway, so she's going to be here. Now, what do we do? Do we welcome her? Do we buy her Permani sandwich?
Yeah, you know? Do we go like the prototypical Pittsburgh route in some sort of
well, I'm not staying one week after
gift.
10 o'clock, I'll tell you that much, especially on a Friday. But she's going to be out here at 6 a.m.
Right.
So she's yeah. Gonna, yeah.
We'll see her.
Plus, Eat Drink Pittsburgh's the night before, so we're going to be rolling in half hungover, rolling straight for I might come right from the casino,
there you
to be
go.
Real frank with you. So there's that. If I run into Zeiss at Eat Drink Pittsburgh, we're going to be rolling straight in from the casino. So anyway, Amy Lawrence, we're going to be in the presence of greatness.
The same building.
Yes.
This is Amy Lawrence.
This is big news.
Not just the same building. Same floor, same wing, same hallway.
Right
same
around
everything.
The corner.
Cameron
steps
Diaz.
Away. Steps away.
Cameron
mere feet.
Diaz.
Yep.
Mere
wow.
feet.
Wow.
Goodness.
Wow.
Pittsburgh 97.3, the fan.
Damn yeah. right. Yeah. So, yeah. So I'm excited. She knows Gelb. I mean, oh. Zach Gelb with an H. I mean, he's in for her when she's not there.
I'll right. tell you, that guy gets more guests than anybody else.
He gets an in. Like, his dad works at the station, but he does. He'll be like, and it's crazy. Zach Gelb will be on that national show when he fills in, and he'll be like, the first guest, he'll be like, yeah, let's go out to Temple's assistant basketball coach or whatever. And then it'll be like, next hour we're going to have Michael Jackson and the Pope.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
Roger
what?
Goodell and Barack Obama
right.
both coming on at the same time.
That guy, he gets guests.
I know.
More than you.
Yeah,
oh.
he does.
Oh!
I'll concede to that.
Shots fired.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, so that's the pre-show today. Having a great time. There's a story out there. I didn't get to read it this morning. An Aldi burger exploded on somebody, and they're suing Aldi. Is it Todd Haley's wife?
Oh, that's good.
No, yeah, I got to take a look at this story, though. People have been tweeting it out this morning. Did you know Amy went to the Super Bowl, by the way?
She did.
Radio
yeah.
Row. And all
she
that.
She also went to Green Bay.
Did you know that?
This year.
Hump show. Yes.
Yeah.
She did go to Green Bay earlier this year. Preseason game. Was on the field and everything.
Yep.
Uh-huh. Wow. Oh, I can't wait. I'm going to ask her to make a prediction. That's what I'm going to try to get her to come on our show and make a prediction.
Make a prediction about
the Super Bowl.
Ask her for a hot take.
Oh, she's not into those.
She's not into them.
No. It's storylines, not betting lines. Right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Storylines. Mm-hmm. Maybe we should get her to go to Eat Drink Pittsburgh after. Or no, she's going to be at the
hockey
game.
She's going to be at the game. Yeah.
That's all right. I don't think she's a big casino type.
She's done at 6, though, so she could come on our show.
You know what? She's going to positively, even if she has nowhere to be, she's going to make up somewhere to be. She's going to say, you know what, I've got a friend. I think she has family in Youngstown, though. I remember her saying that in all sincerity. Okay. And she's going to want to be in Youngstown by 6:45 if she can. She's going to be out of here. She's not going to want to come on our show.
All right. We'll see.
She'll have been up all night, and she's got things to do.
I'm banished from her show forever. Remember that time that I went on?
Because you said her priest bets.
Yeah, she got real mad. She goes, it was something silly. Football week, Steelers were playing the Patriots a couple years ago.
Yeah.
In the middle of the interview, I just stopped and I go, hey, listen, lady, you need to start picking games on your show because you're naive to think that no one bets. I don't talk story. I just talk storylines, not gambling lines. I go, I got news for you. You know those kids you go down to Cuba and save? Well, that priest that you go with, he bets games. And she got real mad. I go, everybody bets but you. So you got to get with it. And then she kind of hung up on me.
That was kind of done
she
with
was like,
you.
That wasn't a good guess.
Done with you.
She'd rather talk to Jim.
Yes. Then
they had Jim on.
Then she had Jim on. Then she had Doran on. She wouldn't have
really?
Me. She wouldn't have me anymore. And I believe at one time during the interview, I did tell her too. I go, she goes, thanks for coming on. I go, yes, you're welcome. I go, I've tripled your ratings tonight. Which I shouldn't have said.
Took that angle, huh?
Yes.
Yeah, that'll do it.
But anyway, we'll welcome her in on Friday. We're excited to see her. Amy Lawrence,
yeah,
pre-law.
Absolutely.
Maybe we'll tape some pre-law. Oh, that'd be good.
Or post-law after her show. After her show.
You get it like pre-law, though, is like a play on words.
Right, right. Yeah, I understand that.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.